Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Hello?
Hi, Penny. It's Chloe.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Look, it's just a quick call. Did you try for the job as assistant manager?
Yes, I did. I thought I should try because you never know. I might get it.
Good. I think you stand a really good chance of getting it. So, look, I've got to go now, but let me know how things go, okay? Good luck with it all. And remember, you're just as good as anyone else.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Chloe. I'll let you know how the interview goes.
Great. Speak soon. Take care. Bye for now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Are you talking to yourself again?
Yes, I was actually.
Well, you know what they say.
Ah, yes, I know. Look, did I tell you what happened when I drove back from Brightstone yesterday?
No, you didn't. But hang on. What I do want to know is, did you try for the job?
Yes, I did.
I knew you would. I knew whatever I said, it would make no difference.
Oh, don't be like that. I just thought I should try because of what you said. The last thing I want to do is look back and wish I had tried for it.
Yes, but I did say that I thought that was not the case this time. Because if you don't get it, you'll feel like a real idiot.
No, I won't. And hang on, I might just get it.
Assistant manager, can you honestly see you doing that role?
Well, yes, I do. And there is no reason why I shouldn't get the job. Chloe thinks I stand a good chance of getting it.
Oh, that's it. It's all down to Chloe. I should have guessed.
Oh, let's just leave it, shall we? I bet, though, if you had promotion, you wouldn't turn it down, would you?
No, but that's not going to happen. The council are trying to save money, remember? Not spend it.
That's not the point. They may be trying to save money, but people are still getting promoted.
Well, I won't.
Well, anyway, just remember, it was you that said I should try for the job because I had all the skills.
Well, you do. I just don't want you to get hurt, that's all. I don't want you to feel let down or disappointed. I know it sounds crazy, but I only said don't try because I didn't want you to get upset if you didn't get it. I was only thinking of you.
Yeah, well, okay. Let's just see what happens, shall we? I think Mike will get it anyway.
Do you think he would be good?
Yes, I do, actually. I think he'd be really good.
Is he the one with the beard?
No, that's Jeff. No, Mike is tall and his hair's a bit grey at the sides. He's very keen on detail. If he puts anything out in the shop, it always has to be just perfect. Nothing, and I mean nothing, can be out of place.
He wouldn't like my bedroom then.
No, I think that would be a bit too untidy for him.
Maybe he wouldn't notice.
Sarah?
Well, if he's going to be assistant manager, I wonder if he'd be good husband material.
What? But you are too untidy. I've seen inside your car. Your car's got more sweet papers in it than most sweet shops have. Anyway, I think Mike's already married.
Oh, well, that's no good. I'll have to concentrate on Tony then.
Oh, you mean the waiter? The one in Stones? Ah, now he was nice.
Yeah, he's lovely. But he hasn't asked me out.
Well, you'll have to go in more often. Show him that you're keen.
Wow, that's very difficult. I'm not very good at that. I always say the wrong thing.
Oh, I can believe that.
What did you say?
Look, just be yourself. Your happy, jolly self.
Are you trying to say I'm not a happy person?
No, I'm not trying to say that. But he's got to see... I don't know. I don't know what makes two people get together.
Well, you should do. You were with Joe.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm not looking for anyone else. I'm definitely not interested.
Well, if you do get someone, pass them on to me, because I do want a man.
Okay, you can have him.
Deal?
Oh, that's a deal, all right. Yes, that's a definite.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.